Hi, Dad.
Now, Vanessa, you know the rules. You are not to come down here when I am working.
Dad, I came down here because I'm worried about you.
Worried about me?
I mean, Denise was talking to Theo just now. You know what she was saying? She was saying that whenever her boyfriends come over, you're just too rough on them.
Rough?
I'm just telling you what I heard.
Make yourself comfortable.
She said that one boy came over, he was standing right there in the room, and you asked Mom, how ugly is he?
Well, the boy was ugly.
And what about the boy that came over? You made fun of his haircut.
That boy had shaved a landing strip across the top of his head.
Hey, I think it's funny, too. But let me ask you this. When was the last time you got to meet one of Denise's boyfriends?
The landing strip.
Dad, there's been a couple of more since him.
So what'd you come down here for?
Because Denise has a new boyfriend. He's really neat and he's smart. Oh, he's an absolute fox. Everyone in the family's met him except you. Even Theodore.
Theodore's met him and I haven't.
I'm afraid so. Dad, I hope this wasn't snitching. I'm really trying to cut down. What is it?
A new video about the maniacs.
Why is she hitting him? Why is he breaking the car windows?
Rudy, if you understood the maniacs, you wouldn't have to ask questions.
I told you, I didn't want you looking at that trash. All it is a nightmare put to music.
If you understood the maniacs, you wouldn't say that.
I understand from an inside source that Denise has a new boyfriend.
I'm not talking.
So you're sworn to secrecy, huh? All I want is his name.
Dad, please don't do this to me. Denise will kill me.
Well, you're going to tell me his name because everybody knows you can't keep a secret. Look at your face. It's sliding out of your face.
It's David James.
Rudy.
Just slid out of my face.
David James is a nice boy, huh?
Isn't he? Writes poetry, he's polite and good-looking, too.
So you met him?
Yes.
Rudy's met him, Vanessa's met him, Theo's met him. She's hiding him from me, isn't she?
Now, why would she do that?
Because she thinks I'm too rough on him. But I'm not.
Well, of course you're not. But does any of this sound familiar? How ugly is he? Who is his parole officer? Face it, Cliff. You are rough.
No, I am not that rough, honey.
Well, what are you?
Well, the way I see it is I'm like Old Yeller. You know that movie Old Yeller where the dog protected the home? It's my job to protect the home. So I have to bark. Now, boys come by the house, and I bark. Pretty soon, boys come by, and they say, Old Yeller lives up there. And all I'm saying is that some good ones come by, and some bad ones come by. But that's who I am, Old Yeller. That's my job.
Cliff, you know, at the end of that movie, they shot Old Yeller. Tomorrow shall be an eternity. Love, David. Who is it?
It's your father.
Come in. Hi, Daddy.
Hey.
What?
I want to meet David.
We broke up.
No. Listen to me. I understand that I've been rough. And for that, I'd like to apologize. But I've heard some good things about David. So, let me ask you a question.
How ugly is he?
No, look, that's all over. I'm telling you, what do you think about bringing him over for dinner Friday night?
No way.
Oh,
no.
You don't know your father. Now, I'm telling you, if I promise you I'll behave, then you bring him over and you will see a man who is as gracious and as courteous, and you will look and you'll say, is that my father? Honest. Okay, we'll eat in the dining room.
I never get to eat in the dining room.
That's right. We'll have dinner in the dining room. I'll break out the best china. We will have linen napkins to dab the corner of our mouths. Huh? And it will be a totally adult evening.
Oh, right. With Theo, Vanessa, and Rudy.
No. No one under 16 admitted.
Hey. I'll go call David.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Ma'am, I'm home.
Of course you're home. Why else would you yell you're home if you're not home?
Mr. Arbuck walked into my office at 5 o'clock on a Friday with a brief for me to rewrite.
Claire, stop! Look! And smell!
Cliff Salisbury steak delight, red beans and rice. Turn it out with a turn of green. And what is that?
Cliff's own deep dish sweet potato cobbler.
That's another one of your dessert mistakes, right?
Trust me.
The kitchen
is spotless.
Is spotless.
You thought you would come home and find Gunga Din, didn't you?
I did. I'm sorry.
Don't look out there.
Oh, Cliff. Now, why is there a pile of dirty pots and pans in the backyard?
Because it came down to either scrubbing the pots or spending an hour with Denise while she picked out my wardrobe.
Look at you. All right.
She took a flashlight and went into my closet and found out where I hid my Father's Day presents.
Mom, you're late. Is that what you're wearing? Is dinner ready? I know Vanessa and Rudy are not going to come downstairs, are they, Daddy?
Listen, just be cool. The food is beautiful. Your mother is beautiful. I took Lum and Abner, put them in their room, and nailed the door shut. Okay? Just be... I got
He's
it.
Here. No!
No!
Dad.
I'll get it.
Dad, would you please let me answer the door alone? I want the first face he sees to be mine.
Well, where do you want my face?
To stay right there, okay?
Forever?
Daddy!
How am I doing so far?
Great.
Hello.
Don't be nervous.
I'm not nervous.
I am. You know my mom.
Nice to see you again, Mrs. Huxtable.
Hello, David.
Hello.
And this is my dad, Dr. Huxtable.
Very nice to meet you, sir.
Nice to meet you, David.
I understand you're a big fan of Tony Taylor.
Oh, yeah, Tony Cleanhead Taylor, yeah.
Well, do you have this one?
Tony Cleanhead Taylor live at the Bohemian Caverns.
I thought you might like to borrow it, make a tape of it.
Well, thank you very much. I think I'll play this right now. Tony Cleanhead Taylor.
Mom, why don't I help you in the kitchen?
Ooh, I mean, Taylor, he did things then that people today still can't understand.
Nobody can touch him, huh?
Hey, David!
Hey, Theo.
Dad, what's this?
That's Tony Cleanhead Taylor. He's a genius.
A genius at what? Man, you like this stuff?
Just give it a chance, Theo.
Hey, did I ask you to turn the music off?
No.
But you turned the music off.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be nice if you asked me to turn the music off?
Dad, can I turn the music off?
Yes.
Thank you.
My socks?
Don't be embarrassed. I do it myself sometimes.
I'm not embarrassed. To me, matched socks are just a rule of society that doesn't make sense.
So, you did that on purpose?
Absolutely. I never match my socks.
You know, I listened to Taylor all through college.
What college you go to, sir?
Went to Hillman. How about yourself? What, any thoughts of college?
Well, I've already gotten into Harvard, Vanderbilt, Stanford, and Duke.
You go over by him. You've applied to some fine schools.
Well, I haven't applied, Dr. Huxtable. They came to me.
And what school are you going to choose?
I'm not. You see, I'm not going because, frankly, Dr. Huxtable, I don't believe in grades.
You too?
Usually, people who don't believe in grades do so because of the grades they're getting.
I get all A's. But what is an A? I mean, what does it really mean?
Yeah.
See, I've been reading Socrates, and he believed that true learning comes from just observing the world.
Where can I get that book?
You don't read, son.
Maybe there's a movie about it.
Why don't you go on upstairs and do your homework?
But, Dad, what does homework really mean?
It could mean a lot of pain if you don't do it.
See you, David.
Yeah, later.
Man, love those socks.
Mm-hmm.
So, if you're not going to college, then what are you going to do?
Well, I thought I'd spend some time just trying to find myself.
How much time do you think it will take?
Oh, 5 or 10 years.
Well, you'd be able to find yourself plus a couple more people, don't you?
Dinner is served.
Dinner, all right. Dinner.
So, how do you like him?
I don't know if that's him or not. He hadn't found himself. The entree, Dr. Huxtable's Salisbury Steak Deluxe.
I'm sorry, Dr. Huxtable, I don't eat meat.
The boy does not eat meat.
Well, I'm a vegetarian.
I didn't know that.
Well, we have lots of red beans and rice.
I'm sorry, I only eat brown rice.
Oh, that's all right. We can take the rice and burn it for you.
Dad.
Huh?
The salad will be plenty, thank you.
Okay.
Yeah, I think I'll just have salad myself.
Well, good. Then it'll be more for us.
Well, the reason why I became a vegetarian is all the studies I read confirm that many illnesses can be traced to the consumption of meat.
Mrs. Huxtable and I love to live dangerously.
Well, nothing personal, Dr. Huxtable, but I'd expect that answer from a doctor. See, the medical establishment has always done a poor job of stressing the link between diet and good health.
I understand that you're a real theater buff.
Yeah, one of my passions.
Well, I just loved Dream Girls.
Dream Girls.
David is very bothered by the gross commerciality of contemporary theater.
Well, all I know is we left that theater humming the tunes and feeling fine, didn't we, Cliff?
And I think the medical profession has done a good job in stressing the link between diet and health.
We obviously disagree on that, and probably on a lot of other things about the medical profession.
Maybe this isn't the time or the place to discuss them.
Nonsense. Now, what's on your mind?
Don't you think a lot of doctors overcharge people? For example, how much does it cost for a family to have a baby?
Well, it depends on the situation.
I've read that doctors charge 4 times the amount a midwife does to do the same job.
Well, that's because the midwife does not have the expertise or equipment that I have in case problems arise.
So all that extra money you charge really protects the patient in case there's some complications, right?
Absolutely.
And if there aren't any complications, do you give the money back?
Yeah.
I think that salad needs a little bit more dressing on
it. No, the salad doesn't need anything.
Yes, it does. And I need you to help me bring out the main course. Excuse us.
Certainly.
Please.
Certainly.
Cliff.
Claire, don't ask me to go back in there. I'm sitting at my dinner table with a kid who cannot find himself, who is going to find fault with me.
Come on, Cliff, he wasn't finding fault with you. He was just asking questions because he's an intelligent kid.
He's an arrogant Twilight Zone.
Come on, Cliff, it's not going to be that much longer. They said they have to leave at 9 to see a movie.
You take me back in there, and I warn you, you are dangling raw meat in front of Old Yeller.
You see, you can dish it out, but you can't take it. Now, that's the best conversation that dining room has seen in years. I'm going back in there, and you are coming with me, so you just be cool.
I hope you're not mad at what I said about doctors.
This is the best conversation this dining room has had in years. The Huxtables have always enjoyed good conversation.
We have.
So, what should we talk about now? Politics? Poetry? Art?
I hear you're an attorney, Mrs. Huxtable.
The law.
How can you work in a profession where you defend people you know are guilty just so you can collect your paycheck?
Well, David, according to the 14th Amendment, everyone is entitled to due process.
I'd expect that answer from a lawyer.
What I really don't understand...
What I really don't understand, Mrs. Huxtable, is why do you divide your time between pursuing your career and raising your family?
I don't think I understand your point.
The point is, your husband makes a tremendous amount of money. Shouldn't you just stay at home with the kids?
That is a sexist statement, young man. Why didn't you ask Dr. Huxtable that same question?
Let's go get some rolls or something. Come up with another point.
How dare he? Little scraggly leg pup. Come in here and park his feet underneath my dining room table and tell me that I am not a good mother?
Well, dear, he's just an intelligent boy.
Don't you start with me this evening.
Now, listen to me. You know Old Yeller? Well, after he died, they made a sequel, Mrs. Old Yeller. And Mrs. Old Yeller, she was worse than Old Yeller. Because all Old Yeller did was he just barked. He just said, oh. But Mrs. Old Yeller said, ha. And she bit people.
Mom, Dad, there may be a long line at the movie, so we're going to go now.
All right.
It was nice to meet you,
yes,
Doctor.
Sir.
Mrs. Huxtable,
please,
it was great.
Hey, heel. 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 And heel some more. Oh, boy, I sure do love this.
I would say so. That's your third role.
Hi,
how was the movie?
Okay.
What'd you see?
South Dakota.
The Western with Rory Calhoun?
No, Daddy, this movie was about South Dakota. You know, David is crazy. He comes up with the strangest ideas.
David? You mean the wonderful fellow we had dinner with tonight? I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, South Dakota was about this guy who moves down to South Dakota to live off the land. Only has his wife to pull the plow for him. But he wants to farm more acres, so he marries more wives. That's about the fourth wife. David turns to me and says, you know, I could really get into this. I just looked at him, and I said, are you serious? He said, yeah, maybe. So we start arguing right there in the movie theater. Daddy, would you ask Mom to pull the plow for you?
Yeah.
Would you pull it?
No.
Hello, this is the Huxtable residence. Hey, David, how you doing? Just a minute. I just got... I'll take a look, see if she's here. Huh?
Daddy, tell him I'm not home. Tell him that he's rude and he doesn't understand women.
Now, first of all, you spent all this time telling me I'm too rough on your friends. Now you're telling me to tell your friend... No, I'm not doing anything. You got something to say to this fella? You tell him.
Mom,
Your father is right. This is between you and David.
Okay, I'll take it upstairs.
David, I think I've located her. Hold the phone just 1 second. Denise!
Yeah?
Telephone!
Okay, thanks, Dad. I got it.
Dave, she's coming to the phone right now. There she is. Okay. See you, David.
The Cosby Show is videotaped in front of a live studio audience.